Welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast Season 3, where our motto is all about being residue free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now, let's jump into our weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha. Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is April 19th, the third Tuesday in the month of April. Happy April. Happy Tuesday. Happy New Year and New You. Yes, you know that's our mantra. New Year, New You in 2022. Say it again. New Year, New You in 2022. I pray you still have an expectation about what God is going to do in your life this year that eyes haven't seen. I hope you are still in a position of expectation of what God is going to do great in your life that He hasn't done for anyone else. Amen. Hold on to that word today. And my prayer is that you continue to live your life like it's golden, forgetting those things that are behind you, that residue, and pressing forward into the new chapter God has destined for your life. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast, where our motto is all about living totally residue free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Lioness Queen stands for courage, hope, and faith. And our mission is to help encourage and empower women to live out their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. I'm so appreciative for all of the support on the Lioness Queen Podcast. Thank you so much. Please subscribe to the podcast and share this podcast with your family and friends as well. You can find the Lioness Queen Podcast on any podcast platform. And for more information, please visit www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Well, we're still in the month of April, and this month's theme was digital footprint. Yes, I'm really enjoying this month because I truly believe this is where the work is. It's the digital footprint that leaves an impression, that leaves a footprint on our subconscious, and it can totally, totally stop us from believing what God is doing. And so today's episode is called The End is a New Beginning. The end is a new beginning. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. We love supporting others' creativity, and we are so honored to do so. So today, we're going to use a quote I found from a man named Robert Flatt. And the quote says, "The resurrection gives my life meaning and direction, and the opportunity to start over no matter what my circumstances." Woo, let me say that again. The resurrection gives my life meaning and direction and the opportunity to start over no matter what my circumstances. Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Robert Flatt, for that. I thought this was a perfect quote since we just celebrated the resurrection. We just celebrated the great and mighty work that Jesus did for us. And I love that this quote says, I just love everything about this quote and what it says, because Jesus got up. You know, you can get up and you can start over as well. Just like He got up, you can get up. And so the resurrection, you know, it does give our life meaning. And you may be thinking, well, how does the resurrection give my life meaning? Well, if you think about the journey of Jesus, I mean, the one thing we can attest and say is that Jesus foretold what was to come. It was something he knew. You know, the thing I think many people kind of don't really focus on is the fact that Jesus made a decision to get on that cross. It was a selfless act to go to the cross, but he knew, you know, a new beginning was coming. He knew that something new would be experienced in the land like never before. Although he knew what he was destined to do, he knew there was a purpose in his blood. Ooh, there's a purpose in his blood. He knew there was purpose in taking his last breath. He knew there was purpose in his death. And he also knew there was purpose in him getting up. There was purpose at the end of his natural life for a new beginning to unfold. Amen. It just said that me talking about this and the Lord laying this on my heart, it just really makes me in awe that God does things new every single day. And this had to unfold in his life so that we could have a new beginning, so that we could have a right to the tree of life, so that we can live forever and ever. And I think it's so easy to gloss over that Jesus made a decision. He decided to stay on that cross. He decided to be crucified. It was a decision that he made. It was a decision to endure the pain. There was purpose in the pain. There was purpose in how brutal the crucifixion was. There was purpose in the betrayal. There was purpose in the denial. There was purpose in all of those things that led up to him dying on the cross. There was purpose all the way. But we don't realize that his purpose had a heavy cost. Jesus paid a hefty price so that we could have eternal life. So that he paid for the sins of the world, but it came at a cost. And I can't think of that. I can't think of that so heavily during this time, because it cost him something, you know. And I think sometimes we look at other people's lives and we look at the glam and we look at the shiny stuff, and we look at the financial stability, and we look at everything that they have, everything that they own, you know, but we don't see the cost. You know, a cost comes, you know, a cost comes with a purpose. I wanted to say that right, but yeah, I said that right. A cost comes with a purpose, right? A cost, and I don't know if you know that, you know, that purpose comes with a cost. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say. A purpose comes with a cost. A cost comes with a purpose. A purpose comes with a cost. Either way, you have to know if there's a purpose, comes at a cost. There's no purpose that doesn't have a cross connected to it. Jesus lets us know that purpose and destiny comes at a cost, and everyone may not understand it in the moment. But there is a cost when there's a calling on your life. And if you do not know it, there is a calling on your life. If you are breathing right now, there is a calling on your life. There is purpose on your life. And we need to recognize and realize, if you're still breathing, there is purpose on you. There's something that God wants you to do for the kingdom. There is something that God has destined for your life, for the kingdom. And you may not realize what that is right now, but there is purpose on your life. Well, we need to take a quick break and we'll come right back to finish talking about the purpose on your life and how Jesus paid it all on the cross for you for this new great beginning. Are you always looking for Christian music to listen to at home, work, or in your car? Well, check out the new Lioness Queen Inspiration online radio station, a Christian station dedicated to encourage and empower people through inspirational music and messages to use their faith to release their past and walk in their purpose. For more information, you can visit www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Welcome back. Welcome back. Yes, we were talking about the call on your life. And I really hope you realize that everyone has a call, even little old you. Sometimes we think, you know, the call is always connected to ministry, someone being a pastor, a minister, an evangelist, right? But God could call you to do anything. It could be to help an old lady across the street. It could be to encourage someone from your church who, or someone in your community or your neighbor who needs to be encouraged, and God spoke to you to do that. God could call you to give someone money that you didn't even know who was experiencing a financial burden in the moment. God could lay on your heart to go to a certain store and just smile or compliment a random person. Because you never know that they could have been thinking about suicide on that day. But it was from your words, it was from your smile that gave them hope. God could put you in a position on your job to show others, to show your coworkers and your supervisors the light of the world. And how light can just shed and expand. And make people feel a certain way. How light can illuminate in a way that that really totally isolates darkness in a way that all you see is a light. You know, sometimes people have never seen light. Some people have experienced so much darkness in their life, they don't even know what light is. And so maybe God has called you to that place in space to show his light. God could give you that specific family. I know people like, oh Lord, my family, right? But God could give you that family for a reason. So maybe the purpose was so that you could break those generational curses off your family. Generational curse of divorce, generational curse unforgiveness, generational curse of molestation, generational curse just flowing down the bloodline. And maybe you are the one that God called to stop it. And so we must realize our life is not our own. God is very strategic in our purpose in life, which is why his son had to go to the cross. And although Jesus knew it, he knew why he was born. He knew what his purpose was. But there was a moment Jesus had second doubts. There was a moment his flesh was unsure of the manifestation. His flesh was unsure of the purpose. And so I hope that you realize, don't think that he had second thoughts about going through with it. He had he questioned what was about to happen. And we must remember that there was a point in Jesus's life when he felt that pull of being unsure And he went to escape into the Garden of Gethsemane. Because in the moment, he focused too much on what was coming at him versus the purpose. And so as a result, he had to get away like he did periodically. Jesus had to get away to pray. And he went to the Garden of Gethsemane just questioning God, feeling unworthy of going through with the purpose, feeling not equipped with following through with the cross and enduring the pain. He felt nervous about all of the pain he would have to endure, his body would have to endure. And still he prayed to the Lord, "Daddy, take this away from me. Take this cup away from me." And he asked him three times. It wasn't just once. So that means if he asked him, you know, how if a child asks you once, you say no, they ask again, you say no, they ask again, you say no, but then they got it, right? He asked his daddy three times, "Daddy, take this cup from me, because I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can do it." But something happened in that last time he asked. Something happened. Something was triggered, I would say, right? Something was triggered and God reaffirmed that purpose in his spirit. He reaffirmed that what was coming down the pike would be the greatest miracle ever performed on earth. The greatest miracle ever performed on earth. And that miracle is greater than his pain. That miracle is greater than all that he would have to go through. And so, see, this is the space I would say many of us get stuck in. We stay in that space of how could God love us this much and we have to go through this? Jesus knows about it. There's nothing that we go through that he's never experienced. And he went through that same type of questioning. How can Daddy let me go through this? How could God allow this to happen? How could God let them hurt me? How could God allow him to cheat on me like he did? And now baby is coming from it. How could God allow my children to act in ways that I didn't raise them that way? They're not reflecting how I've raised them, the things that I taught them. How could God allow me to lose my house or my job when God knows all the bills I have? He knows what I'm financially responsible for. How could God allow that person to abuse me when I thought they loved me? How could God allow my supervisor to give me a poor evaluation when I work harder than anyone else? How could my stepchildren think bad or ill of me when their own mother wasn't in their life and I'm trying to be a mother that they didn't have? How could God bless another woman's womb with children that they didn't even want? And God never healed my womb. All of these questions go through our minds when we're focusing on what we see in the natural versus what God is doing in the supernatural. And this is a space when we look at our lives and we ask God the question, why? Just like Jesus did, he asked the question, why? And he did more than ask the question, why? He asked, "Daddy, I need you to get rid of this for me. I can't deal with it. I need you to remove it." But Jesus had to pray until he got to a point where he stepped out of this natural perspective, this natural lens that he was looking through, and saw and had to get to a place where he saw what he was experiencing, what he was about to face from a supernatural perspective, a supernatural lens. He had to see his life from the lens how God saw it. You know, Jesus he was in the flesh, but he was God as well. And so he had both capabilities, But I'm telling you, that flesh is it can't do right. Don't want to do right. Ain't do right. I'm going to try to stay ain't doing right. The flesh is stubborn. It is flabby like a flabby stomach. Like it is stubborn as a mule. And Jesus had to get to a point of surrendering what he was facing. He had to get to a point where he saw the way God saw. He had to surrender what he was facing alone to understand that God never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Jesus had to get to a space of not my will, but thine will be done. He had to get to a place in his mindset that whatever God allowed for his life, he allowed on purpose. He allowed in to create a better and greater new beginning. Say that to yourself. He created a better and greater new beginning. Ultimately, Jesus got to that space that he surrendered totally. And once he got into that space, he let go of all that he knew. He let go of what he knew was going to happen. He let all of that go because there was a purpose greater than what he was going through. And he let all of that go because he did it just for you. He made a decision to never give up on you because a new beginning was coming. And he didn't want to stop the new beginning that was created just for you. See, the world shifted from a life where Jesus, you know, lived on land. He lived on earth. To Jesus being able to live on the inside of us. And so the disciples didn't know. Mary didn't. I mean, they didn't know. They didn't really understand because they only saw him from a natural perspective. But Jesus now is able to live on the inside of all of us at the same time. Although Jesus had all power in human form, the new beginning gave him even more territory to live on the inside of all of us. And that just shows how an ending can be or become a new beginning. Let me say that again because that blessed me. Woo. Woo, it shows us how an ending can be or become a new beginning. And what is ending in your life today? Or what appears, or maybe something seems to be ending. Something seems to be fading. Is it a relationship? Is it something going on in your marriage? Is it a friendship? Is it something you see that is happening within your children? Maybe it's your home. Whatever the case may be. You know, we know, just like the disciples who felt the loss of losing someone they love, not realizing that a new beginning was coming that would be greater than what they had ever anticipated or what they've ever experienced in the natural. A new beginning comes at a cost, but be not dismayed. Be not dismayed when you see challenges. Be not dismayed when you see pain, when you feel pain in your body, when you see chaos, when you see confusion, or when you see that the doctors say something is coming back, or the doctors say, oh, you've been diagnosed with something new. Be not dismayed. Just know that the end is evolving into a new beginning. Say that to yourself. An end is evolving into a new beginning. That blessed me. Woo, that blessed me. I hope you believe that today. I hope you believe that as Jesus was resurrected on Sunday, that God is going to resurrect some things you put on hold. God is going to resurrect some things that you forgot about. God is going to resurrect some things you prayed about. God is going to resurrect some dreams that you thought weren't going to happen. God is going to resurrect some doors you thought were permanently closed. God is going to resurrect some people you didn't even know God could bring back in your life to bless you, God is going to resurrect some doors that you depended on. But God will close because he has new doors he wants you to explore. See, God is resurrecting some things in your life for a new beginning that will be greater than you could ever imagine. Remember, our mantra is all about God is going to do something new in your life that he has never done for anyone before. See, Jesus was the only one who was resurrected. And you can be the only one too. Say that to yourself. I can be the only one too. See, God is always performing miracles, signs, and wonders. He's always ready to manifest that thing for your life. But you must keep believing. You must keep pushing forward to know that the closed door you see is only the new beginning or a new door to open in your life. Amen. And so God is saying to you, he's saying to us today, go find your Garden of Gethsemane so that God can talk to you, so he can walk with you, so he can reaffirm that your latter shall be greater than your former, so he can reaffirm that you are in between the promise and the manifestation like Jesus. That's where he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was in between the promise and the manifestation. All God wants to do is reaffirm what he has called to do in your life. And he's called you to do some great things for the kingdom, whether you feel it or not, whether you know it or not, whether you see it or not. God has called you. Say that to yourself. God has called me. See, oftentimes we don't feel equipped, but we don't realize you are more equipped than you know. There are more seeds in the ground than you know. You are more prepared than what you think. And God is going, he's going to do something for you, in you, in this time and in this season to manifest his glory like never before. Great things. Say great things. So whatever you see is ending in your life right now is just an indication that you are on the right track. And that the shift in your life should alert you. We should be alerted. We should be sitting on the edge of our seat that God is going to resurrect some things in our life for our good. God is going to resurrect some things. So this end will be a new beginning. This end will be a new beginning. Say that to yourself. This end will be a new beginning. Resurrection. Believe that today for yourself. Death is not the end, but just the beginning of great things. Oftentimes when we think about death, we think about something being cut off. We think about something that doesn't keep going, but that's far from the truth. Because from this end, there is a new beginning, and God wants to use you for his kingdom. God wants to use you for the land. God wants to use you. And I pray that you know that today. And never discount however he wants to use you. Oh, this is small. God doesn't do small things. He doesn't do small things. He's very strategic in who your family, who your bloodline is. God is very strategic and where you work. God is very strategic where you drive, what store you go to. God is very strategic in the church you attend. God is very strategic in things. So never discount where you are, because he's always doing something behind the scenes so that you can be everything that he's called you to be, so that you can be the salt of the earth, so that you can be the light to the world. Because there's a lot of darkness in the world right now, and we need more light. And God wants you to accept the call. God wants you to not see this end as an end, but to see it as a new beginning, that he is doing something magnanimous. He's doing something spectacular. He's doing something phenomenal for you. Miracles, signs, and wonders he's ready to perform for you. Just surrender today. Just like Jesus had to surrender in the Garden of Gethsemane, it wasn't about him, it was about the work of the Lord. It is about the work of God. And God just wants to use you just like he did Jesus. He just wants you to be an open vessel to be used. Be open today. Because nothing is impossible with God. And you may be in this space of you don't want this to end. You don't want this relationship to end. You don't want this to stop. You don't want to try to start all over. But God has greater for you. And you can't see the greater when you're stuck in a dead space. Don't be stuck today. Don't be stuck today in a dead space. God is always moving forward. He's always moving ahead. God is always on assignment. And when you're on assignment, you cannot stay stuck in one place. You can't stay in the same place. I know last week we talked about those protective mechanisms that we use to protect ourselves. But when God wants growth, when God wants something, he wants to give you something greater, you can't stay in the same space. You cannot. Because every step of the way, God is trying to give you something new every day. He's trying to renew your spirit every day. He's trying to renew your mind every day. You cannot renew your mind if you stay in a stuck place. He doesn't want you to stay there. He doesn't want your mindset to stay there. Because he wants to resurrect some new things in your life that you forgot about. He hasn't, but you forgot about. Maybe it was something you wrote down in your journal. Maybe it was a prayer that you prayed. Maybe you were even just having a conversation with somebody that you wanted God to do in your life. God has not forgotten. God has not forgotten. And he wants you to know that he hasn't forgotten you. He loves you. He loves you more than you know. But you have to surrender whatever he's ending in your life today. It's okay. Because you just don't know how the wind may blow to shift things. Because that's what Romans 8:28 is. All things working together. So sometimes there's a shift that needs to happen so that God can do some amazing things in your life. This is not the end. This is just the beginning. And God is getting, he's just getting started to do some great things in your life if you are open. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for supporting the Lioness Queen podcast. Please subscribe and share this podcast with your family and friends. You can find the Lioness Queen podcast on any platform: iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, and Amazon. Also, please write a review. Reverend Dr. Marisha would love to hear how today's episode inspired and empowered you. Also, you can check out her website, www.iamthelionessqueen.com, for mugs, journals, and even if you want to reach out and contact Reverend Dr. Marisha. Don't forget to come back next Tuesday at 3 p.m. for more from the Lioness Queen.